This is WBUR. I'm Bob Oakes. There are now 9 federal disaster recovery centers in Massachusetts communities ravaged by the June 1st tornadoes, including a center that opened this week in the western Mass town of Munson. It was in Munson right after the tornadoes that we met Pia Rogers, whose house was pulverized into splinters, as she puts it, and scattered around her neighborhood. Now Pia and her husband and their 2 children are living about 20 minutes away from where their home once stood. Until they can rebuild in Munson, they're staying above the coffee shop that Pia runs in the town of Sturbridge. We caught up with her in her cafe this week to find out how they're all coping in the week since the tornadoes. You own this coffee shop that we're sitting in right now here in Sturbridge. I assume that many of your customers know what happened. How are they treating you?
They ask me every day, how's it going, what's new, you know, what our plans are, do we need anything? They're just amazing. I can't even tell you. Like, I'm not a person that needs help from anybody at all. I've been an only child. I can do everything myself. So it's nice that people have reached out, and it's nice that I've been able to accept help.
Do you, in a way, feel lucky to be able to come here, be here every day to have this diversion instead of having to sit in Munson and watch what I'm sure is a very slow change along the street?
I'm super grateful that I have this. It's actually better for my mind. I went last week to the house, the pit, and I ended up talking to people because I couldn't get myself motivated to do anything. You know, I'm sick of looking through the debris. So now I don't go there by myself, or I just go there and I talk to my neighbors and see how everything's going and see what their plans are.
You know, I have to say, I haven't seen you for, what, maybe 3 weeks now, and you still have a smile on your face. How are you doing that?
It's just life. You got to go on. I'm not dwelling on it. I'm not happy all the time, though. I'm sad. Just little things. I went to BJ's the other day, and I started crying. My husband's like, what's the matter with you? I said, well, I used to own all this stuff, and now I don't own any of it. And he says, well, just go buy it. I said, that's not the point. I don't want to just go buy it again. So, you know, it's up and down, you know, like anything.
Because new stuff is not your old stuff.
Exactly. You know, just a little hope. Like yesterday, I was walking up a street off of my street, and I found my spoon rest. I still haven't found my refrigerator, my stove, my dishwasher. I haven't found my diamond and sapphire ring, but I found my spoon rest. So it's a little bit of hope that, you know, there's my stuff is still out there somewhere.
Tell us what life's been like in the last few weeks.
It's been beyond crazy. I've noticed that my memory is not slipping, but I don't remember talking to people the day after the storm. I don't remember talking to people a week after the storm. I don't remember seeing people and they tell me they saw me. I'm just a little forgetful, I think, because there's so much going on.
It's like post-tornado traumatic shock syndrome.
Exactly. Exactly. That's what I think it is. So now I'm trying to take things a little bit slower, paying attention, writing myself some more notes. There's just so much information out there that I can't absorb at all. And, you know.
What do you think's been the most significant change?
My neighborhood looks really nice now. But people still come down there and they're like, oh my gosh, what happened here? I can't believe it. I'm like, are you kidding? This looks so much better. At least you can get down the street and, you know, all our neighbors are hugging. There's nobody crying anymore. You know, we're just trying to get moving things on.
Your daily routine must be completely different.
Yeah, completely different. Driving to bring the kids to daycare and school back in Munson. I have to go through it every day, and then I come back here. It's actually kind of depressing.
So you're trying to maintain a sense of normalcy for your family in that instead of doing daycare here, where it might be convenient for you, you're still bringing them to Munson, which is a good 15, 20-minute drive west down Route 20 out of Sturbridge toward Springfield.
Yeah, definitely trying to keep the same routine for the kids. They are completely unfazed by this. My 9-year-old, school opened a day early for the kids to go back. And I said to Charlie, I'm like, he's 9. I said, how do you feel about this? He says, well, Mom, how do you feel about this? I said, I'm fine with it. He goes, well, then I'm fine with it. He's excited that he's got all brand new toys. He could care less about the clothes. But my daughter's 5 goes, look, Mommy, new clothes. I said, yeah, you got new everything. So, I mean, they've gone really good through this, and they're not having any trouble at all. So I'm grateful.
When we were there at your house site in Munson, day after the tornado, your house was gone. Not much left on your property at all because the winds had pretty much, in a way, almost washed all the debris away off your lot, scattered it around the neighborhood. What's happened since?
I've gathered my belongings from all the neighbors and put it in a big pile right next to my foundation. we're just taking our time. We're not rushing to make sure that we make the right decisions. And I want to carefully go through the debris. Like the other day, I found a little glass vase that my kids bought me for Mother's Day last year. And my husband had already run over it with the excavator, and it didn't break. It's a little scratch, but you know what? It means more now than it did before.
Has your insurance company come through for you? How about state and federal relief?
Well, this is the strange thing. Everybody, you know, has different policies. I have Mass Fair plans, which is because I call it the scary house, and we're that's the only insurance company that would take us. They have requested that we sit down with a pen and paper and go through each room in our house, each drawer in our house, and make a catalog of everything we owned with an age on it.
So how are you along in that process in terms of cataloging stuff?
I haven't even started yet because it takes so long. You know, you got to think about everything that was in there, everything in the corners, you know, and half my stuff is missing. So how am I going to remember, you know, what I had? And then the thing with FEMA, I just registered on their website. I'm going to go visit them in Munson and see what they say, but I'm not sure really what or if they'll be able to help us, because we did have insurance, and what I understand, they are the backup plan.
When we were talking a few weeks ago, you told us then that you were hoping maybe to rebuild and rebuild on the site. When do you hope the process will begin, the building process?
Hopefully September, hopefully. Everything takes time, you know. By the spring, I'd like to be done. That would be really nice. It'd be hard to spend Christmas here, though.
Do you fear things are being forgotten?
Things are starting to be forgotten. Everything's slowing down. The fundraising is slowing down. And people, this is when they need it, because now they're just starting to get into their trailers. And we don't want to be forgotten out here. We definitely still need help.
So then, will it be harder, do you think, in coming weeks, harder than it was even right after the tornado?
You know what? That's a good question. I bet you it will be a lot harder, because it will be almost like that people don't care. And to absolutely lose everything and someone not kind of caring, I think that would be hard. Because it's a huge part of all of our lives that, you know, it's definitely changed.
That's Pia Rogers talking with us at the coffee shop she runs in Surbridge. She and her family are living above the cafe until they can move back to Munson.